So what if we're gonna make Marjorie Batiste? I'm going to make October 26, 1942. Na ho von Elton ka ola Elton ko lik katik na ho ko pa ki hun ga si ko I to che na chung mo am is chu ba ha chali ma fa ta le chu to. My name is Marjorie Batiste. My birth date October 26, 1942. My hometown is Elton, but it's 3 miles from Elton. It's where I grew up. Mahamuk naho ihani kuntalaga fa Allen Parish kulik. The parish I grew up in was Allen Parish.
What was your tribe?
Naho kumik. Amayiksa kong mek kwasate. My tribe is Kushara. Chahul Jivuk Myrna Wilson kong mek Amberdega March 14, 1945 Hufantilik Elton Gafa Kati Kumisak To chinajit hopaki ma wailin kame Allen Parish ka chukkuli leek isa fa maalum chau fantitong. Okay, I was born, my name's Myrna Wilson, and I was born March 14, 1945. I'm from Elton, 3 miles away from Elton, and I was born in Allen Parish and was delivered at home. My earliest memory of starting to make basket was probably about 9, maybe 10. We learned it from my mother, which is Nora Abbey. She made baskets to support the family, an extra income for us. The home that we had was only a two-room, no electricity, no bathroom, no running water, and we had a porch where our mother had two swings, rocking chairs, and that's where she sat and made her baskets, and we would sit at the end of the porch by the steps, and my mother would start the baskets for us, and then we would pick up and just learn by watching her make baskets.
I started making baskets whenever I was 3 years old. My mama would sit on the rocking chair and I would sit close to his foot, sit on the floor close to his foot, her foot, and then she would give me the scraps of the pine needles and the scraps of the raffia. And then I would take that and start making baskets. And then I start learning more. She said, if you learn a little bit more, you're gonna use the good material. So I kept on trying and trying till I made a basket. And then after that, we kept on making basket. My mama, Nora Abbey, was making it. And then the three of us would sit by her foot.
We used pine needle baskets, pine straw. Some of them call it pine straw, but we call it pine needles and raffia. We color the raffia with a dye. Back in the 30s, they would have crepe paper that they would use, but nowadays they use RIT to dye their raffia for, you know, colorful, to make colorful flowers and to use these to design the baskets. And they also had, we call it sweetgrass, but we just recently found out that it's called sagegrass. And there was one lady that didn't have any pine needle baskets, and she used bahia grass. And so we have three types that we have, well, actually four types. We have pine needles, we have sagegrass, and then we have bahia grass, and then we do have river pane baskets.
Yes, the old days, it was our utensils to use chawaka and all different types, you know, like field peas, you know, shell and field peas in those baskets. And the big round pine needle basket we use as a container so the smell of the pine keeps the bugs away, and we would store it in shelves, you know. And the river cane, nowadays we can't hardly find it, so it's kind of lost there.
When the people started fencing their property, that we couldn't get in there, and they put post-it signs and said that you're not allowed to come in there on their property, that's when they started using pine needles, which would be about in the 30s.
As far as I can remember, my grandma used to still make baskets and cane baskets, as far as I can remember.
I'd like for the basketry to continue. I have taught my oldest daughter, well, both of my daughters, and my granddaughters. They know how to make it, but I haven't seen them complete a basket yet.
me too. I'm very traditional making basket. I'm for it for the kids, but I only got one daughter. She don't even make baskets no more, so that's it. And you know, it's just me. Mm-hmm. So, and the boys always says, "Apple, make me some baskets, you know, for Christmas. Give me a basket for Christmas, you know, so they can keep it, treasure it for themselves, you know." So that's what they've been asking, you know.
So it's important to them.
It's important to
them. It's a memory to them.
Yeah, uh-huh, it's a memory. Uh-huh. Yeah. They enjoy seeing me making baskets, right. You know.
You could see your mother sitting down and say, I'm going to make a vase basket. And you can just about see her, how she used to sew. And you think back and say, I think I can make one like that. But the stuff that they made back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s all have changed, and they all just make certain kind. Like, you know, we used to make 12-inch baskets and 14-inch round baskets. They don't make those anymore.
Just like purses.
Purses.
They used to make purses, you know, and all that.
Bread trays that are oblong, you know, real long.
But now they don't.
Flower basket.
Mm-hmm. They don't make them no more. So it's just a little bit of baskets here and there, and that's it.
People like to buy small baskets.
Mm-hmm. People not really into big, big baskets, you know, so. And then we don't have no use for us. Then we had the use for us, like storing beans and all that, you know, but now they don't have, all it is a souvenir for them, so it's just small.
Or a display.
Uh-huh.